All right. Well, next up, we welcome Kinky. Look at this studio. This is unbelievable. It is a full house today. Looks like we booked Van Halen or something over there.
kind of.
How you guys doing?
Really good, thanks.
Excellent. Well, it's great to have you.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
You're a big station favorite. We love you here at KCRW.
Thank you. The same.
Are you guys ready to rock the free world?
Yes.
All right.
We're ready.
New free world.
Well, let's do this, and we'll come back and talk a little bit. Kinky, live on KCRW.
A la fuga con un animal de casa. Si no sabemos qué nos pasa, no es motivo para más demora. Va deprisa, que viene tras nosotros un reloj que nos devora. Diseñamos juntos el avión.
guarida y nos tumbamos boca arriba. Con mi dedo te dibujo un círculo perfecto. Vemos en el techo una grieta que nos grita: siempre hay salida, por más que te sientas preso. Revolvemos gasolina, sueños y turbina. Toda realidad es una hormiga, si la vemos desde arriba. Diseñamos juntos el avión para despegar sin despegar. No, diseñamos juntos el avión para despegar sin despegar. No. Realidad es una hormiga, si la vemos desde arriba.
Búscame en el fondo de la noche, que siempre voy a estar esperándote. Tírame en el suelo para ver si salimos de una vez de aquí.
Por la boca muere el pez, por la boca comenzamos. Y si tú tienes que beber, que sea de mí, de mí, de mí, de mí.
a boca comenzamos. Y si tú tienes que beber, que sea de mí, de mí. Que por la boca muere el pez, pues por la boca comenzamos. Y si tú tienes que beber, que sea de mí, de mí. Y en la resaca del agua, en la resaca al despertarnos, en esa náusea en tu mirada, te viste.
Kinky, live in the studios. How you guys doing?
Doing very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Good morning.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in so early.
Yeah, we're really excited about here being here. Today
really excited.
And,
of course,
releasing our new album Barracuda today.
Barracuda. It's out today.
It's actually out today.
Wow. You've also got a show tonight at the Music Box at the Henry Fonda in Hollywood.
Yes.
We're going to have tickets for that as well as autographed copies of the new album, Barracuda. Now, this is your fourth album, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about this, because you actually, for the first time, had a few other people collaborate with you, including Money Mark and a couple others.
Yeah, I think the main guy was Money Mark. That we ran into each other a couple of times and we decided to do something together. And we're supposed to do just one song. We start to write from scratch. And it came really good, no? The chemistry between us was like just another from the band.
Yeah.
It has been hard for us to find people to work with because we are really picky.
Sure.
So Money Mark came and we did this song in one day and we decided to keep working. We ended up doing around 9-10 songs, from which I think 6 are in the album. And it was a good feeling, no? A good feeling to share. You know, when you're a musician, an artist, you don't want to share your artistic movement, or I don't know how to call it.
It's personal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But with Money Marks feel so natural that we even could write with him. And it was good. I think he bring a little more the spirit of the songwriting instead of just groove along and look for the sound, but for the core of the song. And that was really interesting for us. It opened a new wide open window for us. And we also collaborate with a couple of other friends. One of them is Randy from the band Molotov, that he's rapping in one of the songs, Those Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And another
guy. Chico Sonido?
Yeah, Chico Sonido is an interesting guy. He's like kind of the Mexican DJ Shadow.
Oh.
So he mashes up samplers from old records. Most of them are records from rock and roll bands in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really weird, to find. And he does a great job, no? Like mashing up together to build songs, and we did a couple of songs with him.
Now, you have a dynamic live show. I remember a few years back, you were kind enough to play KCRW's benefit concerts, maybe 3 years ago, but amazing show, amazing. It blew the roof off of the Gibson Amphitheater over in Burbank. Do you take a lot of your inspiration from the live setting when you're writing and getting ideas? Does it come from the live performance?
It's kind of quite different. When we are in the studio, we are more focused on finding the right sound and make it more, could be clean, the word.
Mm-hmm.
But when we are in the performances, in the live performance, it's more like a punk attitude, no? So we like to be more raw and more dirty on the stage, and we improv a lot, and we trashed a lot of instruments and stuff. So it's kind of the geeky part of ourselves. It's trapped in the studio, and like the rock and roller, it's out on the stage.
On stage,
the repressed rock and roll.
It gets really kinky on stage, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've really toured the world, and are you currently on the road? Is this an extensive tour?
Yeah, we're just basically starting here the tour.
Mm-hmm.
We just played in San Francisco and in Santa Barbara, and we're hitting up all the way to, well, Arizona, Texas, New York, Chicago. I mean, we're doing a tour here in the States.
Yeah.
After that, we continue in Mexico, some places in South America. Maybe we go to Europe, Japan as well.
Mm-hmm.
But those are in the we will see.
The planning stages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we will have tickets for the show tonight at the Music Box in Hollywood, as well as autographed copies of the new CD. It's out today. It is Kinky, the album Barracuda. Let's hear your second set. It's Kinky live on KCRW.
while calling in the street. They couldn't feel it in the beat. They couldn't feel it in the song. Somebody call my doctor. Masaka Sonica. Masaka Sonica. Masaka Sonica. Masaka Sonica.
Yeah, nice. It's Kinky Live covering Wall of Voodoo. Nice job, nice cover.
Thank you, thank you. It was a pleasant job to do.
I think so. So you guys are from Monterrey, Mexico. What's the music scene like in Monterrey?
I think the main characteristic of the rock scene in Monterrey is that it's really eclectic. Every band has its own identity. And since the middle of the 90s, the bands start to blow out. Now it was something that it was trapped there. And first like a hip-hop band, then like a cumbia mid-hip-hop band, then like a rock band. So everybody has its own identity, but we all get along together pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it grow, no? And how it...
Yeah. Is there a big nightlife scene, like a lot of nightclubs and places to play?
These times it's kind of a tough moment for the northeast part of Mexico. We've been struggling with a lot of problems with the Mexican mafia. So lately it's been hard to walk to find the right spot, or you know, to be in small bars without being a little bit in a trouble. But back in the day, it used to be like a place where you can perform in different platforms, from a small bar to a big stage. And now it seems like it's growing in the bigger scene. No? When I was a kid, just the Scorpions went, but they went like late in the 90s. No, so so we just got like the like old stuff like. And today it seems like the acts from the moment are coming, like a month ago, MGMT was in town, and you know, the Nine Inch Nails and the big concerts are coming as well.
Did I just hear you say that the Scorpions were an influence?
No, not an influence, but
it's, they just came. They came
to
town.
Yeah, they came, but like, they came pretty late. No,
no, I think that's cool if they were an influence.
Yeah,
that's
they,
fine.
They didn't came with the wind of change. They came with many winds.
I see.
After that,
time. Deeply influenced by the Scorpions.
Time.
Well, Barracuda is the new album. It's out today, and tonight you're at the Music Box, Henry Fonda. We're going to have tickets and copies of the CD to give away momentarily. Well, listen, guys, I want to thank you for being here and supporting KCRW and doing this. So
it's
thank
a
you.
Pleasure. It's
thank
a pleasure
you so much, as always.
Thanks for having us.
And hey, Gil, do you want to introduce the whole band?
Sure. We have Omar Góngora on the drums and percussion. We have Carlos Chaires at the guitar.
Hello.
Ulises Lozano at accordion and keyboards. And Cesar Pliego, the birthday boy, in the bass.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And you have your documentarian over here. You got a camera crew with you.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
We're doing a movie.
He's trying to.
We're doing a movie.
He's struggling with five different personalities.
All right. Well, all the best to you. Thanks for being here. And
Thank you for having us.
Hope to see you soon and, of course, tonight. So why don't we do these tickets? But thanks for being here, guys. Take
awesome.
Care.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.